Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves games make the best company at group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs and the Mets go at it again this evening in New York. We'll, of course, have the broadcast right here on The Score. First pitch right after 6 o'clock. The Cubs trying to snap a 9-game road losing streak. They'll have John Lester on the mound. He'll go against Zach Wheeler. And the first batter that Wheeler faces tonight will be Anthony Rizzo. He will lead off. And here's Joe Maddon, who was on with Parkinson Spiegel last hour, explaining his latest move.
We've been on and off, like I said, with our hitting. So just something different like this could just spark them. I've done it in the past. Normally I do it with guys that are struggling, although Riz is not among all of our hitters, meaning hitting that guy lead off. Done it in the minor leagues, done it in instructional leagues, done it in the major leagues. So it's just one of those things. Let them go out there, see a different lineup, and see if that just lights a little bit of a candle today.
As for the White Sox, they will be back in action hosting the Orioles again at Guaranteed Rate Field. It'll be Derek Holland and Alec Asher as mound opponents, and Avi Garcia is currently sixth in the All-Star balloting for outfield position in the American League. We have one game set to go in St. Louis, the first of a twi-night doubleheader, Milwaukee and the Cardinals. In pro basketball, the Golden State Warriors, who of course won the title last night, say no formal invite has come their way about going to the White House, as they have not made any decision as to whether they will go once that formal invite comes their way. The Bears minicamp is underway. We'll have some news on that throughout the afternoon. And a man was escorted from the Detroit Lions minicamp this morning after he approached the field and started screaming at the players. Mid-season form already. Shell thinks you deserve to be rewarded today with instant gold status. That means you can save on every fill every day at Shell. So come on and get your instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program at fuelrewards.com/gold or download the app. This scoreboard update brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, named a top 50 golf range in America. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, beginning at 5:30 with Mark Brody's award-winning pregame show, and that, of course, is prior to the game against the Mets in New York, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Thank you, David Schuster. Thank you to our guest today, J.J. Cooper from Baseball America, who talked draft philosophy with Cubs and Sox, as well as some of the specific players. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are our fine producers. Oh, Joe Madden was on the show. Yeah, my bad. That was noon. Talked to Joe Madden, the Cubs manager. Ray Diaz does great work. Thank you, Ray. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Joe Ostrowski had updates, and Nick Shepkowski had one in there, all before David Schuster. Tomorrow, Mike Florio will be on the show at 10 o'clock. Can't do it. Will happen at 11:40 and more. Part of the more will be me on the street in a sandwich board promoting the show for the first hour of the because...
Human billboard, Matt Spiegel.
Because I lost a bet and agreed to something I wish I didn't agree to, and I feel...
One get a sandwich board?
One has it commissioned and made by Jay Zawoski, and then one wears it. Like myself, tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, unless I can figure a way out of it between now and then.
When you say promoting the show, is it gonna...
It is a billboard, like what you would put on a billboard. The Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1, the score, the website, the Twitter handles. It's all of the pertinent information.
We don't have
show.
A big marketing budget, which perhaps you're familiar with.
And where are
actually,
you
maybe
going
you guys do. You're in those big fancy afternoon slots.
Where are you going to stand or walk?
The corner of State and Lake.
I'm going to go over to State and Lake, walk around.
Will there be some sort of confession on the board? Oftentimes with a sandwich board, when someone's humiliated.
Correct.
A judge will sentence you to say,
some sort of confession.
Originally, the idea was going to be that one side would say, Danny Parkins knows more about basketball than me.
Yeah, but I like that too.
Yeah, but we have to get it grammatically correct, at least.
Taking the fun out of sandwich boards. But then, like, we kind of agreed on what was going to happen in the series, so it became an MVP thing, and then it became a draft of, like, just who's going to pick the MVP
thing.
There
was only one guy to pick from.
Correct.
Well, I got
much.
The first pick.
Yeah, the first pick.
Unanimous MVP.
He took Durant.
We did it before the series started.
I lost on the coin flip, essentially, is what happened.
Oh,
or the coin flip app.
So you end up with Wally Chambers instead of Terry Bradshaw, right?
So if Steph Curry or LeBron would have been MVP of the series,
how you get James
I would have
Worthy.
Been out there with a sandwich board.
Yeah, that was not going to happen, though.
Steph could have. LeBron could have. LeBron. Durant. Jason did that the other day.
Yeah, you guys have both created a portmanteau of those players.
Durant could have turned an ankle and Steph put up 50, which is what I was rooting for.
In
game four,
You're
Barry.
Rooting for an injury or a car wreck on the way to the...
I've corrupted.
This is what the hazards of gambling have reduced me to. I was rooting for a mild ankle sprain.
How about Durant getting out of the car? Have you seen that video after the game?
With the trophy still holding.
His car is leaving. He's in the passenger seat. There's fans who have gathered at the exit of the players' parking lot. And he stops the car and he gets out.
Yep.
And holds up the MVP trophy and goes and mingles amid the fans.
He'd been boozing fairly
but then he gets,
hard at
then
that
he
point.
Gets back in and the seas part and he drives away. But you got to have some guts in this day and age to walk into a sea of people.
Or wear a sandwich board on Michigan Avenue. Given the state of the city at this point, anyway.
You think something dangerous could happen to me over there?
Where doesn't it happen, really, at this point?
Wow. That elevated.
Well, I want to know what your confession is going to be. Like, I got drunk at work and threw up on my partner or something like
I
that.
I haven't done that since Manley left.
There will be no confession.
I got drunk at work and fell asleep in the kitchen.
I haven't done that since McNeil left.
I spilled coffee all over the kitchen.
I did that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you do that.
When did I fall asleep in the kitchen? What are you talking about?
At real time.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't work.
What did you do?
That wasn't work. It was over by then. That was after work.
You also said you fell asleep at a fish show, but you passed out at a fish show. Yeah. So did you pass out at real time? Or
yes.
Did you fall? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Barry.
Which is what I mean. Hey,
it's good to see you, too.
That was a better choice than mine, which was just to continue to drink straight scotch on an empty stomach all day.
All it was is that I had to take a break. Okay. Take a little break.
So again, that was a smart move.
You passed out at a fish show.
Well, I was 19. Yeah. I was 19. What the hell?
It almost happened to me at a Who show at Alpine Valley. Too many mushrooms.
The stage was fighting back.
Mushrooms.
Many mushrooms.
Mushrooms went undrafted in our impromptu burger topping draft today.
Well, not those mushrooms.
In honor of
a different burger.
Where
Matt is trying to change the subject.
In honor of Jake Burger. We did a burger topping draft very quickly. Parkins got cheese with the number one pick.
Bacon. Kind
of, cheese is the Kevin Durant of the burger topping draft.
Bacon is the third pick.
Once again, why did he get to pick first? There's only one choice.
I would go cheese, grilled onions, bacon.
Bacon went three.
You went ketchup.
I went ketchup. I didn't want to miss ketchup.
I can do without ketchup. If I'm good with, does salt count?
Is that
assumed
salt later?
I feel like salt's assumed. I'm not often adding salt
right,
to my burger.
Right, the burger itself, the meat is properly seasoned.
Yeah. Salt is kind of like a Harvard tight end. Like, you could probably get it after the draft.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just on
you
the
don't
table
need to
for
pick
everybody.
It. You don't need to pick it. It's there.
You'll have your ability to fill out your roster.
Don't worry about taking
Do
Harvard
not waste
tight end.
A pick on that. Exactly, yeah.
Wow, yeah, because as long as lettuce is right out.
Yeah, no, lettuce was not drafted.
Yeah, no, we talked about, and then somehow we got to the world's most disgusting appetizer, the giant pie-sized wedge of lettuce with a ladle full of blue cheese on top of it.
Oh, a properly executed wedge salad?
Disgusting.
Love it.
That's the worst?
Have you ever a football of lettuce?
So what?
It's
got bacon crumbles and real blue cheese. Oh yeah, no, I
bite me.
The only thing that instead of the wedge of iceberg lettuce, grilled romaine. Have you had that?
I have not. I've heard that grilled lettuce is quite good.
They char it just enough, and the same presentation. It's like it's like a grilled romaine wedge salad. That's the stuff.
Mm. I'm a child. I'll only have a chicken Caesar salad, maybe a Caesar salad. It's the only salad I can do. My vegetables have to be cooked. I don't eat very healthy. I told you I'm skinny fat.
Mm. What does that mean?
So all the fat just goes right to my arteries
and his chin. Oh, and his chin.
Yeah,
are your numbers bad?
Yeah, they're not great. My heart problems run in my family. Dad and older brother.
Oh, by all means, continue to eat like an idiot. That's a great idea.
You'll get these years back.
I try to. I'm trying.
There may be a way out for you yet, Spiegel.
Right. So one day I'm rooting for a Durant sprained ankle. The next at the Parkins family
quadruple bypass.
You're feeding him sausage gravy every break, ladling it into his mouth.
It tastes so good. I'm just banking on there's going to be a pill in my lifetime that's going to fix it. They're investing a lot of money.
Oh my God, that is so the 20s and 30s talking right there.
Yeah, they're going to figure it out.
I'll be fine.
My brother survived a heart attack. My dad had bypass surgery.
I remember having that feeling. You know, eventually there'll be a time.
What can happen?
You sound like football players talking about head injuries.
It's the same thing. Eventually, there'll be a time when I won't eat a pint of ice cream at one sitting. I remember having that thought process in the 20s, like, I'm not going to do this my whole life
as far as I am concerned.
I don't anymore, by the way.
I am not a big ice cream guy. But a pint is a proper individual serving.
I agree.
I'm dead serious.
Ben and Jerry's.
I am dead serious. That a Haagen-Dazs coffee ice cream pint, that is one serving.
Haagen-Dazs. It's the Ben and Jerry's. It's really the Ben and Jerry's. I remember when I discovered a vanilla caramel fudge, or VCF, as we called it in the trade.
With the mushrooms.
And me and a pint of VCF. We hung out. We used to hang out and watch Bulls replays at 2:30 on Sports Channel.
When you're actually anthropomorphizing your ice cream as your as your friend.
I was lonely, all
right? Right. We've got
2:30 in the morning.
They call that a breakthrough. I believe we've achieved something.
Don't worry.
When you are actually befriending your humanized ice cream.
I've already paid that copay. Don't worry.
That's because there was no Twitter back then.
Right. That's right. It's exactly right. Barry, it's 2:30 in the morning.
You would have spent your time there.
It's 2:30 in the morning. I already bartended and talked to a bunch of people. All my friends were sleeping. I'm watching a game alone. I need a pal.
You could have been tweeting while you were bartending.
VCF. I'm sad basketball's over. Is that wrong?
No, I understand
that's
that.
That's relatable.
That was a really beautiful brand of basketball to watch that one team played. I mean, the other ones too sometimes, but mostly that one team. That's quite a pretty thing. Kevin Durant, the most fluid and coordinated seven-footer of all time. It dovetails with this timing in basketball where he can just go on the perimeter. Like if Akeem Olajuwon had played at a time like this, or... Sean Kemp had played at a time like this.
I never saw Sabonis before the injuries. But when you're talking 7'3 and 270 and with that kind of athleticism and shooting range and passing ability.
At the
peak of his powers, what was said about Sabonis was that kind of thing. I mean, even more powerful. That guy was just a mountain of a man who was beating everybody up and down the floor.
And the crazy thing is now... It's probably Durant, but Anthony Davis.
There's a lot.
Giannis, Porzingis.
Because these guys
Towns,
grow up knowing.
Garnett, 7 feet.
Yeah. It's the evolution of the athlete.
Correct. Right.
Garnett was dragging five guys down the floor with him, though. It was a different, when he first got here, it was a different game.
Garnett's a good call. I hadn't even thought about him. And like if Garnett had grown up at a time when you had all these examples of how you could be this.
And if he was taught to shoot outside earlier in his career as opposed to later, it'd be ridiculous. What do you do if you're LeBron? He's the GM, right, basically, of the team. He knows that he can get through the East with basically any collection of talent. You put him on 2/3 of the Eastern Conference. They're the favorites, at least, for the finals. His whole mission is beating this team. This whole team is coming back. They're all there for at least another 2 years.
You might have to switch out some of the bums because Deron Williams didn't get it done for you. I mean, sometimes you get lucky with a guy at the end who gives you something new, and like Jason Terry did with the Mavericks at that time. And maybe he's just got to keep spinning the wheel.
You don't think it has to be more drastic than that?
Maybe the answer to Paul George. The actual answer is probably nothing. He can't do anything.
That's the conclusion.
Except he can keep putting up triple-double averages and play superhuman basketball. And
not have it be enough because there's just not enough guys who can play defense.
No, be carried off on a shield.
Or at least give the effort to play defense.
Well, and root for what happened last year. A Curry injury, a Draymond suspension, and just catch him at the right time.
Sound like the Bulls or the Eastern Conference were wanting something to happen to Cleveland.
Except they're in the finals.
It's funny if LeBron is a player or two away from being able to compete with Golden State.
Correct.
How many players are the Bulls away from being
able to compete? Oh,
don't even.
The whole roster.
Don't even. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Just the silliness around the Bulls between the summit meeting with Jimmy.
Do you see
and then the meeting with Dwayne Wade where they're all the posing that's going on.
Going. Their official Twitter account is posting Felicio workout videos
and Nico also. Yeah.
Correct. So the RFAs are sure look like they're coming back. They're
going to run this whole thing again. Rondo mic'd up last night as he looked like he was about to compete on Iron Chef. I don't know what Rondo was wearing, but the finals has been a competition for which Bull can dress dumber. But Rondo looked
Dwayne
like,
Wade wins.
Wade, what did they say? Looked like a Haitian drug lord. No, but seriously, Rondo looked like Masaharu Morimoto, just getting ready to compete with Hiroyuki Sakai and Chen Kenichi. I mean, Google it.
I'm doing it. Rondo last night.
Yeah, Rondo last night. He was in all black, but it was like chef's wear. I don't know if he had the Zubas on.
What was he on?
It was an Espen pregame thing. I just saw him there. They were going to break. They're putting a microphone on him, putting a headset on him. It was just odd.
I was watching live from the U.S. Open and the MLB draft. Well into the first, I don't know, probably when the draft when they get through the first round of the MLB draft, probably around.
What?
Late first quarter of the NBA?
What did you say?
You're the one.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
I didn't even expect to do that. I didn't even expect to.
They're trying so hard. How'd they do? How'd they do in trying to make it a TV thing and an event?
It's not a TV thing or an event. It's weird. It's weird. Manfred is really uncomfortable in front of a camera because he's really uncomfortable in front of other humans.
There's not even people there to give him a bro hug either.
And then there was one. there weren't many people there. You had desks with MLB execs or people representing the teams. You had a few players who were going to be drafted who were there. And after he would announce the selection, there'd be some mild clapping, which would sound like the five, you know, the four of us clapping, maybe right. The guys in the producer studio. And after one selection, no one clapped. And Manfred sort of looked into the camera.
It wasn't the child molester, was it?
No.
Okay.
No. He looked into the camera and sort of gave this really weird look like, yeah, I can't walk off the until you guys clap. And then, like, four people clapped, and he was like, all right, the next selection will be the Dodgers.
You watched that over the NBA Finals.
I'm picturing like a Catskills double punchline delivery. It was on his head.
I remember the first time.
His head.
Hello? Is it working?
He started spraying seltzer.
I remember the first time they broadcast it, and it was Bud. It was good old awkward Bud doing that with even fewer people in the room, and 7 years less of production values and set dressing, and that was preposterous. But it still looks like that a little bit.
Yeah, and to answer your question, Danny, I think I missed half the first quarter.
Oh, that's
which,
not so bad.
You know, at that point, I wanted to see who the Sox took, and then I'm that deep into it. It's like, all right, I'll wait for the two Cubs selections and. I'm pretty sorry that I stuck around because it was weird and not very entertaining and really unnecessary. Really, the whole production. The production is really unnecessary.
It's kind of what I would have imagined it would be.
You guys did a great job with Joe Maddon. We're going to bring some of that back later on in the show. But boy, he had his dancing shoes on today when it came to the Addison Russell stuff. And I know he's. I tried to put myself in his position, think how would I handle it, and it's. You're just tiptoeing. I know. It's a minefield. It's a minefield because nobody knows anything.
His answer should be that's up to Theo and Tom Ricketts. That should be his answer.
Well, and he said he didn't call the meeting. He made a point to make that known that Theo and Jed came down to set the template of how it was going to be discussed.
Theo Epstein is making $10 million a year. Tom Ricketts is worth a couple of $1 billion. Those guys make these decisions.
It's now in the hands of MLB.
I manage who they give me, and that's what I do.
Yeah, and you could also say truthfully that any inquest is now in the hands of Major League Baseball.
It's also true that Tom Ricketts is worth billions and Theo Epstein makes $10 million a year, and they are in charge of this. That's also true.
A lot of truth-telling going on
Anthony,
here.
Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot tonight.
Yeah.
Is that a desperation move or a fun little fiddle to try and do something? And find a little spark.
At this point, you could pick the names out of a hat. What difference does it make? Nobody can hit, so what's it matter? I don't think it matters. I wouldn't call it desperation. I would call it a lack of a reasonable answer at this point. There isn't one. When you can't pitch, you can't pick it up and throw it to first, and you can't hit. There's not a lot of answers that the manager can give you.
So when you say pick him out of a hat, that's literally been done. When a manager wants the equivalent of just pushing hyperspace in the Asteroids game and just say, let's do something.
Yeah.
And
that has, as well as anything else, that has worked.
Remember what it was like to feel like there was a good team? You know? Wasn't that long ago, but... You know, this is probably what it feels like in Colorado or Houston or hell, even Arizona these days.
Not this year.
But Lackey, you mean generally just speaking, sucks too.
Oh, you mean those are the places where it feels
it's
good.
Just the places where it feels good.
Did you
good
see
right
those
now.
Swings? The swings that they're taking off of Lackey. It's they can't wait.
Yeah,
they're coming backwards. Out of their shoes.
He's got to go backwards. He's got to throw way more breaking stuff early in the count. They're sitting on him. Just sitting.
Yeah, they're jumping at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was worse than it had been, because the one thing I'll say with him, his strikeouts per nine is still highest of his career.
A lot of that's because they're swinging at everything, because they can't wait to hit it.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. What else you guys got today on the show?
We're going to have Nate Duncan on, who NBA guy, who did a really cool thing during the finals, where he was doing a synced-up broadcast, like a webcast of the games as they were going on. So talk to him about the finals, what this is, the state of the NBA right now. Then Wayne Randazzo, our old buddy who is part of the Mets broadcast team, is going to join us at 4. Jay Jaffe of SI talks baseball at 4:40. And like I say, we'll bring back some big chunks of your interview with Joe Maddon.
Excellent. It's
chunks of guys like you in my stool.
That's disgusting and wonderful.
We'll talk a little golf, too. I think we should.
We should talk a lot of golf.
That's Phil Hartman doing...
We can talk entirely golf.
Phil Hartman doing Sinatra.
Right? The Sinatra group.
Yeah.
Have fun at Staten Lake tomorrow with your sandwich board, buddy.
Whatever.
Is it going to happen?
Yeah. between 9 and 10. He's missing the first hour of the show. I'm hosting solo. He's calling in reports.
Are you
going to
be naked other than the sandwich board?
I'm not.
Wearing
a
barrel?
There was, in my neighborhood growing up, there was a lovely young woman who had come back to live with her parents in the house next door, and she used to mow the lawn. And for some reason, she mowed the lawn in like full makeup and wearing an outfit that was far above what ordinarily a woman would wear to mow the lawn.
And a sandwich board?
No. Oh. But my friend Colin down the street one day brought out a lounge chair and a, and a lemonade and sat there across the street and watched her mow the lawn. And I was like, I could not believe the balls on that guy. It made me laugh. Shep says that that's what he's going to do tomorrow. He's going to bring a lounge chair and a lemonade or a Dunkin' Donuts drink, sit at the corner and just watch me go through my life for that hour.
You've seen the Coen Brothers movie.
You've
seen a serious man,
yeah,
like Amy Landecker, who's lying out in the back while he's up on the roof trying to fix the antenna. Because she's always naked. When she was naked there, she did the play.
Well, I'm not gonna be naked, but Shep will be there. You have to bring a lounge chair now.
He's gonna Facebook live.
You were
gonna
say I'm gonna be naked.
No.
Naked
no.
Shep is part of this too.
No.
Bonus. Well, that's, wow. Yeah, hey,
that's Cougar. Tons of promotion. That's Cougar bait right there. That's our guy. Your guy.
Bernstein and Rosner next on the score.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio talks with the Mullion Hanley Show tomorrow morning at 8.
2 years ago, what Jake did, it was just an absolutely incredible run. Last year, what Kyle did was almost even more impressive. Those things are probably impossible to do again.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Cubs. Brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Introducing the new Genesis G80 at rosengenesis.com.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. It isn't a surprise to many in baseball to see the Houston Astros on top of the American League West, although their 44-21 record to date is remarkable. And the Yankees, currently 38-23, were supposed to be a year away. But the two biggest surprises in MLB to date have to be the Colorado Rockies and the Minnesota Twins. The Rockies were 75-87 last season, and that was their best mark since 2010. Colorado can almost always hit in the rarefied air of Denver, but they almost never pitch well enough to contend. This year, they're 7th in MLB in ERA, just under 4 runs a game, and combined with their usual potent bats, they're 41-25 and leading the NL West, with the Dodgers and Diamondbacks chasing them. The Twins are only 32-28, but coming off a 103 loss season a year ago, that's stunning. I'm John Feinstein.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship.
Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Neumail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Neumail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Neumail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Neumail Medical Center, today.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Why do so many of the area's top realtors use the home loan expert as their preferred mortgage lender? Easy. They get it. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling the first day on the market. If you're even considering buying a home, it's time to get pre-approved today. It's never been more important to make sure you're working with a strong mortgage lender. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month or a new 2017 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market's hot right now, and the houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit the Home Loan Expert.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio.
Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. My ruminates, the wraiths, shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live music.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by WOW, Internet, Cable, and Phone.
Scoreboard update.
131, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. It might fall under the heading Desperate Times Call for Desperate Measures. So Joe Maddon is going with Anthony Rizzo as his leadoff hitter tonight, and here's how it unfolded.
I ran into him in the lobby. I wanted to give him a heads up, and We do it in spring training once in a while, and I thought just for today to kind of buoy the spirits a bit, just throw them up on top and see what happens.
And that was Matt Anon with Parkins and Spiegel a little bit earlier this afternoon. The Cubs will try and snap a nine-game road losing skid tonight. They will have John Lester opposing the Mets' Zach Wheeler. And here's the rest of Madden's lineup now. Ian Happ will play second base tonight. He will hit second. Chris Bryant at third, hitting third. Jason Hayward is your cleanup hitter. He will be in right field, followed by Addison Russell at short. Kyle Schwarber hitting sixth tonight. He will be in left field. Wilson Contreras behind the plate. Lester on the mound. Albert Elmora will hit ninth and play center field. As for the White Sox, they'll again host the Orioles on the south side tonight. Derek Holland opposing Alex Asher. And one game is already underway, the first of a twi-night doubleheader in St. Louis. Milwaukee and the Cardinals, they are scoreless, bottom one. And Dennis Rodman is back in North Korea, quoting him now, saying he's there to see some friends and have a good time. Only Dennis Rodman. This summer, you've got places to be. Stranded on the side of the road isn't one of them. With vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and more, Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 281 for only $419 per month for 36 months with no security deposit. $4,344 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today at 5:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show prior to the game against the Mets, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
It starts now with Barry Rosner in for the ailing Jason Goff. Here's what we have today. Nate Duncan, NBA expert at 2. I should mention, too, Zach Zabin's going to pop on in just a few minutes. He's got fresh John Fox tape. Yeah! Wayne Randazzo of the Mets broadcast team on WOR will join us at 4. Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated talks baseball at 4:40. We got some of the Joe Madden interview that we're going to re-rack as well, so you should be listening for that, because it was really outstanding stuff. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 60111. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com.
What's your hurry?
When you text.
Where do you got? You got to catch a bus or something?
I'm just following instructions. I'm following orders. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Barry Rosner, R-O-Z-N-E-R. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We also have at Bernstein Goff Show on Instagram. BernsteinandGoffShow.com is the website for podcasts and blogs. You can like 670 The Score on Facebook and interact with the show there. You can watch us there, too, Facebook Live and at watch670thescore.com, the video feed presented by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram, at American Needle, that feed directed by Brian Gertsch.
With the first selection of the 2017 MLB Draft, the Minnesota Twins select Royce Lewis, a shortstop. Royce is a shortstop from J. Sarah Catholic High School in San Juan Capistrano, California. The Cincinnati Reds have the next selection, and they are now on the clock.
Please clap.
Hey, stop saying on the clock. I think that's the only time he used it. It was noticeable in that he was not using it.
I should also mention that San Juan Capistrano is to where the Swallows return annually.
And listen, the chicken is great. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
I mean, what's the point? Yay!
You got to find, Tanny, you have to find the one. It was maybe about in the 18 to 20 range where nobody claps. And he waits.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, I'm just going to stand here. I'm going to stand here till some of you people do something.
You know what I hate? Television commercials. Don't they just bug you?
Hey, what's the deal with...
Please clap.
A white guy drives like this. The black guy drives like this. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Guess who's back? Take a wild guess who's back.
The Grominator.
The DeGrominator is back! Complete game! One run! Five hits! Abracadabra and Zubro Cabrera with not one, but two dingers.
Oh, that is just dreadful.
The Gorilla.
Wow.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
His breaking ball is like 80, 79 to like 82, 83, which is really not a curveball. Curveballs are normally in the, you know, the lower to mid 70 range at the most. Sliders a lot of times will exceed 83, 84, up to 85, 86. So he's got this tweener breaking ball that's always been effective. 83.
This segment brought to you by Presence Health. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit with same-day and weekend appointments. You can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. Zach Zaidman has fresh Bears information next on The Score.
The Cubs radio broadcast team, Pat and Ron, talk about the number one sports morning show in Chicago, Mully and Hanley.
After Game 7 of the World Series last fall, got in our cars back here in Chicago. It was probably 7:30 in the morning, and I turned on Mully and Hanley and just enjoyed my ride home.
Yep, they are two fun guys, too. I'm on their show every Friday morning. We do have a lot of laughs.
Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Want to hear from Jim Harbaugh, Lovie Smith, Mark D'Antonio, and the rest of the Big Ten coaches? The 46th annual Big Ten Football Kickoff Luncheon will be held Tuesday, July 25th at McCormick Place. An autographed session featuring all 14 football head coaches begins at 10 a.m. Get ready for the 2017 college football season and hear from your favorite coach. Head to Big10.org or call 847-696-1010 to get your tickets today. Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Saia, a leading LTL carrier, is hiring for their Burr Ridge locations. They're holding a job fair June 16th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Burr Ridge Terminal. Immediate opportunities available for Class A CDL drivers and part-time dock workers. Depending on experience, Saia will pay up to $15,000 in sign-on bonuses for line haul and OTR drivers. Yes, $15,000. Applicants must complete an online application before attending. For details, visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a new pay increase for Midwest over-the-road drivers in our van truckload division. That's in addition to the 20% average earning potential increase in the Midwest the past 2 years, automatic increases with experience, and potential accessorial pay and bonuses, plus new configurations and team options that enhance pay potential. Learn about Schneider's new Midwest van truckload pay increase and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 844-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 844-PRIDE.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This Father's Day, forget ties and go for the BMW Championship.
Dustin Johnson, the winner.
Exclusive Father's Day gift packages are now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. $150 gets you two any-day tournament round tickets, a BMW Championship pin flag, and waived processing fees on your order. Give Dad the gift of golf as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
DIC Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Check this out. If talking about the Bears constitutes football, then yes, certainly. Zach Zaidman is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman.
Pretty loose definition.
On the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, think outside the oven, try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. It's always lovely when we get to hear from John Fox, because there's nothing but content and information and keen insight into the condition that is the Bears. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. Coming up in just a little bit, the Bears using new age technology to train their quarterbacks. We'll get the latest on the Bears injuries.
Is it called a telephone?
You're going to love this, and we're going to find out who's playing where.
Is it an espresso machine?
Just get ready for it. Also, you want to stick around for our Nuggets Tidbits segment. It's something we started last week because the Bears have a roster full of guys we've never heard of.
Oh, good.
So today we're going to play Chicago Bear or current world leader slash head of state. Do not use the Google machine.
I won't. I want to have fun with this.
Okay, so first, let's start with the actual football stuff. By the way, these are the last three practices the Bears are going to have until training camp next month in Bourbonnais. Now, here's something that you didn't expect to hear from me today. A different sounding John Fox.
You guys have to excuse my voice, but...
lose your voice championship
cap
for the Warriors.
I just lose it cheering for usually the Bears, you know, so that's what happens when you get old.
So you can tell John Fox in a different frame of mind heading into this mini camp, but he did get very expansive in regards to injuries, as expansive as he's been in a very long time. Here is John Fox with the latest on all the different injuries to some of the most prominent Bears.
You know, we got Josh sitting out here on a limited basis today. As far as Danny, Zach Miller, you mentioned Danny before. You know, they're going to be cutting it close for training camp, but right now they're right on target, and that's kind of what we expected all offseason.
How about Kyle Long?
Where is he? Same spot. You know, I think he did some explosion work this past week. He's right on target. You know, we still got some time after this is over.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
He'll be touch and go whether he's ready for the first day of training camp or, you know, maybe early on in camp. But he's doing well.
So here's the situation, and you can add Cam Meredith to that list. You know, he's got the thumb injury.
Let's just add everybody. What's the point?
Hey, at least you know that they might start training camp without some of these guys. So that's a big deal, because when you're trying to put all these different players from all over the world on the offensive side of the ball, it takes time to develop an offense. A lot easier to develop a defense, and when you don't have these guys on the field together, that's a problem.
It's all a problem.
It's all a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's all a problem.
Yeah. And then you've got the two quarterbacks. So we'll get to them in a second. But the other big question, and we've heard rumors about it this offseason, but today Fox was asked about where both Josh Sitton and Kai Long are going to play in 2017.
You know, we're messing around with he and Kyle both playing the opposite sides, whether one's on the left, one's on the right. You know, we'll get those looks in camp. We got plenty of time. But that versatility, you know, you got to understand we go into games and typically there's seven linemen get uniforms. Mm-hmm. You know, so now you have to have a swing everything, you know, with five guys taking up, you know, the starting positions. And you only have two guys alive on game day to compensate. So you have to have flexibility.
In my opinion, the reason that they're probably doing this is because Kyle Long is a natural lefty. Josh Sitton is a natural righty. It just makes more sense for them to play on those sides of the line.
It's just that simple, Zach? You don't think there could be anything else at play?
I believe so. And then, you know, in regards to backups, you know, they might feel more comfortable at certain spots. But I think that's really the answer here in regards to both of them. Josh Sitton started at right guard at the beginning of his career before being moved to the left side late in his Green Bay career before coming to the Bears. And I just think Kyle Long being a lefty, it'll help him. And we know that he can play guard. The question becomes, though, you know, Long was never a guy who you would consider to be fundamentally sound. So now, and he was always able to dominate with his power and strength and just his physical ability. Does he still have that coming off of all the different injuries that he had a year ago? The leg, the shoulder, these are things that you just can't answer until they put the pads on.
And the shoulder is not healed, correct?
At this stage of the game, well, he elected not to have surgery. So, and he could miss time at the beginning of camp. So that takes away from your development on the left side and your ability to work on the fundamentals with a new offensive line coach in Jeremiah Washburn, who might want things done a little bit differently than the previous offensive line coach, Dave Magazine.
This segment is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Zach, I want to play the game. I'm impatient. And I don't know if there's any other Bears stuff before our little roster game, but let's get to it.
Wait, hold on.
I thought you had quarterback
stuff.
Hold on.
But I want to play the game.
But real quick, I want you
to
listen to the quarterback
information.
Remember,
here.
I told you there's new age technology being used to train the Bears quarterbacks. Listen to John Fox.
Well, I think, you know, again, he's getting used to a new language. You know,
there's a lot of people
all right.
You know, he's worked very, very, very hard at that. He spent extra time. He's, you know, we've even gone so far as to do virtual reality things as far as getting reps. You know, three of the four quarterbacks are new to our system. So, you know, I think our coaching staff has done a terrific job, and I think the players have done a really good job, including Mike responding.
Could you elaborate on the virtual reality?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a new tool. You know, there's probably seven or eight teams in the league using it. You know, with our newness at quarterback, whether it's, you know, Mitchell, even Mark, Mike, you know, just getting reps that the other guys don't as far as on the field. We're able to get it in a meeting room setting where it's virtually like practicing.
See? There you go. Beautifully explained by the head coach of the Bears.
When asked to explain virtual reality, John Fox said, you close
like
your
reality.
Eyes and you try to imagine what it's like out there.
Now, he did mention something very interesting. At one point, he was asked about if there's a possibility, because I'm sure you guys have heard Mike Lennon believes that 2017 is his year, but is this also a year where you could see Mitchell Trubisky inserted into games with Glennon as the starting quarterback? And Fox mentioned that that's something he did in Denver when Kyle Orton was initially the starting quarterback his first year with the Broncos as head coach, and they had a package of plays for Tim Tebow. I don't believe that's going to happen, but I like the fact that he threw it out there for the rest of the league to listen to.
Okay, now play the game.
All right, here we go. Chicago
such
Bear,
a child.
Chicago Bear or current world leader? Ready?
Ready.
Reuven Rifkin, Reuben Randle. Which one is the Bear? Which one is the world leader?
There is no possible Chicago Bear named Reuven Rifkin. What happened to Zach? Did he just explode? Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Abdul Hamid Jego Joseph.
The bear is Abdul Hamid.
Wrong. He's the president of Bangladesh, Jego Joseph.
Bad times in Bangladesh. Everybody's like dead in mudslides. Yeah. Not everybody.
Yeah. When is there not a mudslide in Bangladesh? Is there a non-mudslide season?
Thursday. The third Thursday of every month, there's no mudslide. Go ahead, Zach.
I don't know if that means good things for Jego Joseph, an offensive lineman from Florida International, but with the injuries, he's getting more of an opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Will Poles, Victor Urban.
I'll go the bear is Will Poles.
Correct. He's an offensive lineman out of Montana. Victor Urban is the Prime Minister of Hungary. All right. This one's going to be tough. Ready?
Yes.
Mackie Saul, Cyril Richardson.
Mackie Saul. I will say that Mackie Saul is the bear.
Wrong. He's the president of Senegal. Cyril Richardson is an offensive lineman.
Cyril Richardson sounds like a governmental name, doesn't
yeah,
it? It sounds official.
It does have a head of state-like feel to it, but he was merely an offensive lineman out of Baylor.
Well, maybe eventually he'll be a head of state.
That could be the case.
Maybe he'll be installed at the top of the Senegalese executive branch.
Correct, and maybe Mackie Saul is a football player with the U and the little apostrophe thing, whatever you call it. Who knows?
Any more?
That's for today.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
That was fun, though. I like that.
See? That's a good nugget tidbit.
That's good. Wait. Reuven Rifkin is the president of what?
The president of Israel. The prime minister is Benjamin Netanyahu.
Well, I knew that. Okay. But the president and prime minister have different functions. That's why I've never heard of.
And also a character on Seinfeld.
Correct. The Bears had three tryout players today. Look at my Twitter account if you want to know who they are. And Marcus Cooper, one of the journeyman free agent defensive backs that they brought in this offseason. He's dealing with some soft tissue thing, according to John Fox. May or may not participate in minicamp, per the head coach.
Thank you, as always, Zach.
See you guys.
Much appreciated. That is Zach Zaidman with all sorts of Bears fun. Nate Duncan is going to talk about the conclusion of the NBA season with us and what next for the rest of these NBA teams. Get his thoughts on what happened and all that's going on with the Bulls. All that is coming your way. This portion of Sports Radio 670, The Score, brought to you by CeCe's. Now it's CeCe's party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni and the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary. Keep it here for some round ball talk on The Score.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bear!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance! Gone!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE and receive $20 off to sync your radio and TV.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Pax, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years.